It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Nelson Little. Hello, Nelson.
How you doing, Cal?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. A new song called Nickel Mine. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first of all, Nelson, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I am from Manitoba. I was born in Thompson, Manitoba. Hence where the experience from a nickel mine come into my life, I guess. And never lived there. I grew up on a farm in the parkland there, just north of the Riding Mountain, on a dusty dirt road, and that's probably where music led me to where I am today, here in Portage la Prairie.
Perfect. Now, as I delve in your background a little bit, you were honored as the Most Outstanding Manitoban in 2014, is that right?
Yes, yes, I was. I was given that award from Eric Robinson at the APCMA's.
Perfect. Congratulations on that. I mean, it's a little late congratulatory for me right now, but that was that must have been pretty cool for you.
No, there's been things throughout my life. I started playing at the age of 11, and then by the time I turned an adult, I was able to sing in front of crowds. And the uncle I grew up with on the farm would take me to all types of community events and talent shows and whatnot. So I started experiencing that there was a talent and, you know, to work at it at a young age. And as I got older, you know, and had kids, whatnot, you know, those honorable moments are very memorable and honorable. And, you know, I would stop if there wasn't something good coming out of it as I got older.
Yeah, you bet. The name of the song, the current single for you, is called Nickel Mine. Tell me about that.
Nickel Mine was inspired by an uncle. My grandmother had 11 children. She had a couple unfortunate accidents with her husbands, and you know, two of them passed on, and she raised the family. And one of the uncles went up to Thompson to work at a young age, and he retired there quite a few years back. And his wife passed away most recent, and I've just learned through his life story that no matter where you go and the perfect and right decisions you make in life, like now he lives in the exact same house he purchased in the 70s, getting the job and moving on and raising a family there. And now he lives alone. He's becoming an elder, and I just see super success in everything he's done, even though he's left, you know, with just himself at the end here. His kids are all grown. He's a grandfather, but, you know, his legacy shines bright.
And that's passed on to you, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely something like, so I was in a couple accidents before I was an adult. I was in a car accident where we lost a first cousin of mine, and then I was in a hunting accident where it was just a shock and a tragedy. Like, we never died, but it was a shocking experience. So growing up, I just looked at what was going on around me, and that was what my family was doing, you know, the adults, not so much us kids, because I was traumatized. So to pay attention to what my aunts and uncles and parents were doing, something that kind of instilled into me. And yeah, I'm a father of three now, so with no skills to work.
Good for you. You've led quite a life. What are you looking forward to this year coming up?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of time to think about it. I think we've all had a lot of time to think about what we're going to do next year and this present year. We've been in and out of the studio recording with the same guys now for quite some time, and we keep putting off. We're doing a gospel country album, just an EP. Mm-hmm. But that's keeping me busy as well as writing two more songs. And there's some older songs I wrote way earlier on that I want to record with these guys now. So we got about 7 or 8 projects in line.
Good.
And that's what's keeping me busy, and the kids and work. I'm a carpenter, so you know as well as I do, lumber's through the roof, and it's guys like us putting it up.
That's right. That's right. My goodness. It sounds good. Let's go back to the...
Lucky to be busy.
Good, good for you. Let's go back to the recording process for a second. Where are you recording these songs?
Out in Winnipeg. The group I'm with now is Stephen Arundel. Him and I have been partners now since 2010. Most of our recordings have come, we pre-produce and take them where we have to. But now we produce these last couple on our own. Stephen's led the way, and we now work with Cody Awaziak. He's the drummer and engineer out of Winnipeg, and Julian Bradford on bass is our core they're super talented guys, mm-hmm. super disciplined, and you know, you got to have some character along with being disciplined, and I think I finally found that over the last few years with these guys.
Yeah, you bet. Awesome, Nelson. That's fantastic. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
NelsonLittle.com. We have our website up. Anywhere on Facebook. All the music's on all social media platforms. So whatever you use, Apple Music, Spotify, or those seem to be the top. But we're anywhere if you just punch in NelsonLittle.com or Nelson Little Music.
Perfect, Nelson. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song of yours, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Cal.
Nelson Little on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.